Hello, everybody. This is Lee Milt here, your Millionaire Smarts Coach. I am thrilled to say that my dear friend, Dr. Joe Vitale, is our expert guest this month, and you are in for such a treat. He has a brand new book out, which I just finished reading, called Instant Manifestation. So what we're going to do today is stretch your mind, so stay with us, but we're going to talk about ways that you can increase your ability to manifest in very positive ways. Now, I've interviewed Joe before, so a lot of you know him, but he is clearly one of the world's most powerful copywriters and marketing minds in the world. He's the author of the international number one bestseller, The Attractor Factor, the number one bestseller, Life's Missing Instructions Manual. He's written the book Hypnotic Writing, and he's also worked with Nightingale Conan's program, The Power of Outrageous Marketing. He has a lot of other books. He was in The Secret, I'm sure you know that. He wrote the only business book on P.T. Barnum, There is a Customer Born Every Minute, which I had interviewed him about. It goes on and on and on. I think he's written well over 50 books. We all know my good friend Dan Kennedy, and Dan said about him, just when you think you understand how the world works, Joe Vitale comes along and takes you to a whole new place. He's engaging, entertaining, enlightening, and oh boy, does he ever stretch your thinking. So, according to Success Magazine, Joe is one of the top five marketing specialists in the world today, and he is known to his readers, customers, and seminar attendees as the first world hypnotic writer. He's a certified hypnotherapist. He is a metaphysical practitioner. He's a certified Reiki master, an ordained minister, and he holds a doctorate degree in metaphysical science and a doctorate degree in marketing. So welcome to our call.
Hey, I've been looking forward to this. Always good to talk to you, Lee. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, you know I've read almost all your books, and I'm just madly in love with you. So I was so excited that you were going to be on our call today to talk about one of your new books, Instant Manifestation. And I always tell people that when people ask us what we do as entrepreneurs, that we need to tell them we're entrepreneurs, but the truth is we're really manifestors.
That's the truth, isn't it?
And it's a message that sometimes strikes them as odd, because I think most of the world really accesses information from outside in, where we tend to access information from inside out. So let's talk about some of your great secrets today. And folks, just so you know, in my reports to you this month at miltier.com, we're going to have small excerpts from Joe's book. But explain to our group, Joe, some of your secrets of manifesting. Like, how can you attract miracles and new prosperity in your life today?
Well, it's all working from the inside out, as you pointed out. I was homeless at one time. I was in poverty for a very long time. And it's because I was struggling with the outer world and coming from the role of being a victim. It wasn't until I started to work on the inner me and took care of my self-image, my beliefs about money, about prosperity, about success, about what's possible, as I corrected the software in my mind, if you will, then reality on the outside started to change. So the biggest secret of all, and you know this also well because you teach this and write this, and it's an inside job. If you want to get more money, attract more money or more sales or be a more successful entrepreneur, yes, you do things on the outside to make that happen, but what you do first is what you do on the inside. You have to be okay with success. You have to be okay with deservingness. You have to be okay with the things you desire. You have to be okay with money. A lot of people aren't. They have negative attitudes about money that they're not even aware of. So becoming aware of the thought processes, the belief system, our sense of our self-image, that's really the first step. That's one of the biggest secrets of all. Most people try to do things by wrestling with the outside world, and I certainly tried that. And boy, one man against the universe doesn't really work. But if you go from the inside and have the universe on your side, so to speak, now you're in alignment with the forces out there, and you can make things happen, and you can attract things your way. But the short answer is it's really your mindset. It's really the software, the belief system you have as your wiring.
Joe, why do you think that so many people are so reluctant to hear that information?
Well, I think a lot of people, for one thing, are afraid of personal power. I had breakfast with Lou Ferrigno, the actor who plays the Hulk.
Yes.
And he's really into power, and he and I were both talking about power. And he knows that your thoughts are what's really creating your reality. And I was talking to him about positive thinking and negative thinking, and he was fascinated about how I pulled myself out of homelessness. And I said, I had to train my mind to think positive, because as soon as I started thinking negative, I lost all power. And he lit up. Here's the Hulk lighting up in front of me, the 6'5" giant of a man.
He is. He was on The Apprentice this year. He was amazing.
He's an amazing guy. He's ferocious. He's intense. I mean, he's a very nice guy in person and talking to him and so forth. But he's dedicated to getting results. But he's doing it from the inside. And when I said, when you follow your negativity, you lose all power, that's when he lit up. And he said, I've never heard it put that way before, but it's true. And most people are afraid of power. They're afraid of their own power. And this is, again, something that is in their unconscious mind. Most people don't know they have negative thoughts about success. They have negative thoughts about money. They have negative thoughts about themselves. They have negative thoughts about power. That's why they need to do all the work. They need to read the books and do the self-reflection and get to that place of awakening. But we're afraid of power. We're afraid of actually going out there and strutting our stuff and getting what we want and even admitting what we want. And part of the reason we're afraid of it is that we're afraid we'll fail. We'll say to ourselves, oh, we have more power. You know, I'll listen to Joe. I'll listen to Lee. I'll even listen to Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk, and I'll start to strut my stuff. But what if it doesn't work? And then we fall into fear, and we start tying ourselves in this psychological straitjacket, and we don't allow ourselves to go for what we really want. Anymore, I practice tough love. When I'm talking to people, I get really blunt, and they say, I don't know what I want, and I'll say, you are freaking lying to me. You know what you
wow.
want. We all know what we want. We're afraid to admit it. As soon as we admit it, we have to take responsibility. Now we either have to make up all the excuses for why we're not doing anything about what we really want, or we have to take action. And Lou Ferrigno was talking about he's the most competitive man on the planet, and he's the most action-oriented man on the planet. And I didn't want to argue with him, but I wanted to say, no, I am. Because the only reason I'm able to write 50-some books is I have all these books. I have audios. I'm a musician. I have 4 albums out. I take massive action. But I dealt with the negativity. I dealt with the fears. I'm willing to accept my personal power. I'm plugged into positivity. But most people aren't. You know, they're lying to themselves. They're self-deceiving themselves. And as a result, they're not getting everything that they deserve and could have.
And do you think part of that is because when people try to accept their power, they're afraid other people will say, who do you think you are?
Oh, man, that's a great insight, Lee, because it is true. People look around and they'll think, what will my family think? What will my neighbors think? What would my kids or my spouse? A big one for me was, what will my parents think if I'm far more successful than them?
Yes.
That was a turning point. I invite everybody to consider all of these different ones, because it's just not just about you, even though it should be. It should be about you giving yourself permission to succeed. But most of us, consciously or unconsciously, look around and go, well, what's everybody going to think if I pull out of the pack and I end up as this global entrepreneurial success? And for me, I looked at, oh, what will my parents think? You know, my father worked on the railroad for 40 years, and here I am as an author. He didn't even read any books. I'm doing something completely different from him. Will he be ashamed? You know, I was worried about what he would think. I was worried about what my mother would think. And when I addressed all of this and realized, look, if these people care about you, and your parents, of course, do, they want the best for you. They want you to succeed. When I got that as a realization, I lifted the barriers to my own success and went even more skyward. But most people allow themselves to be stopped by what they fear other people will think or say. And that's nonsense. Everybody's got their own journey. They got their own adventure. They got their own schedule. They need to be doing their own calling, and each person listens.